This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Lots ahead this week, including a quick look at the WHL's first 50-goal man this season. That's coming up. WHL alumni Colby Armstrong is flourishing in life after hockey. We'll catch up to the former Red Deer Rebel turned Rogers Sportsnet personality. Lethbridge Hurricanes forward Logan Barlogge is featured this week in the WHL's academic spotlight for his solid work off the ice. And the Brandon Wheat Kings are right back in the playoff mix thanks to leading scorer Stelio Mathios. He's the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. He'll put a wrap on the show. First up, the Western Hockey League has its first 50-goal scorer this season. WHL's leading scorer, Joachim Blichfeld, accomplished the feat last weekend in Vancouver. Voice of the Winterhawks, Nick Merrick, on the call.
Hawks make three men change on the bench, and Ludwig goes right side. Blichfeld scores!
He wasn't done there, though. Blichfeld would continue his big weekend.
Standard up, caught shot, off the bar, Blick back bar and out, he scores! A Blichfeld hat trick, a natural one yet again, second straight game!
The overage forward from Denmark enters the weekend leading the WHL in goals with 51 and points with 102. He's a prospect of the NHL's San Jose Sharks.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
There's no doubt Colby Armstrong is a personality. A former Red Deer Rebel Memorial Cup champion has now moved on after hockey. And voice of the Rebels, Cam Moon, recently sat down with him.
Here with former Red Deer Rebel Colby Armstrong. Colby, you're a busy guy. You're on Rogers Sportsnet all the time, whether it be junior hockey or NHL hockey. But living in Pittsburgh now, tell me about when you finished playing pro, making the move into the media business. How'd you get that done?
Yeah, it's been interesting. It's been awesome to be involved in the game still, and I retired earlier than I thought I would. Being in my last year was in Sweden, I thought, you know, maybe I'd kick around over here, and started having kids, and things kind of changed, and then Rogers Sportsnet got the NHL deal. I think it was like a 12-year deal, so I was like, oh, if I could get in at ground level there and get my foot in the door, it might be good for me post-career. So kind of thought everything through. It was a tough decision to decide to not play anymore and take a chance to try something new, but it's worked out. I've stayed fairly busy and got a little bit more every year, a little more experience, a little more work. It's harder than I thought it was going to be, definitely, being on TV and even doing radio, and see how much preparation goes into a guy like yourself, or you know, preparing for every game that you would do or a radio show you would do. So it's an eye-opener for sure, but I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, what was it about the media business that attracted you? Now, this doesn't surprise me, because I remember when you played here, we had you on the radio a lot. We had you do a lot of things because it seemed like you enjoyed it. But what was it about it that brought you to it?
Yeah, well, I had fun, and I think because of my personality, and I put myself out there to have fun and do a lot of stuff. I enjoyed doing it when I was in junior. I have to give a lot of credit to my time here and a guy like yourself and the people around here. That was my first experience with it. That's coming into junior hockey. That's the first time you're, getting in some newspapers and have a guy, microphone in your face a little bit. So it was my first crack at it, and I enjoyed it. I had fun with it, and I didn't know how it was going to go, not being a player.
Yeah.
But I've slowly found where I fit in and how I feel comfortable and what works for me, and I also just really enjoy having fun, and I think being entertaining. I think that's one thing. Like, hockey's always hockey, and you can provide some insight, but I think being entertaining and making the game fun and showing how great our players are in our game is something I really enjoy doing.
Here with Colby Armstrong, former Rebels forward, was a Memorial Cup champion, now on Rogers Sportsnet. When you look back at your time with the Rebels, it has to be some great memories. I mean, it was a Memorial Cup championship. There was real good teams, real good guys here too. When you look back on it, what are some of the memories?
Yeah, I mean, I think, it was my first taste of what this league's supposed to be about, and that's, kind of a mirror image of the NHL. And we're move away from home, and, I remember living with Joel Stepp, and I started out living with Jim Vandermeer at the great Dion Billets. Spent time at the Tomalties my last couple years, who have been, great billets here for a number of years. But it was just, yeah, we had a great group of guys, and it was right when Brent took over, and there was a lot of changes, I think, internally here, obviously, in that, and players coming and going. We started young and grew together, and it was, I mean, you could probably say the same. We had some great times together, whether it be on the bus or out to dinner or, you know, our great playoff runs that we did have, and you win together, and you remember that forever. Honestly, World Championships, I got to play for Team Canada, won a gold medal. That's one of the highlights of my life, but my time here in Red Deer for hockey and life was, you can't touch it.
All right, Colby, you're right. You can't touch it. Yeah. It's great to catch up with you. Thanks for doing this.
All right, Mooner, great seeing you. I love doing this. Feels like we just got in a time machine and blasted back. Thanks for having me.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
A combined 11 Saskatchewan Huskies and Alberta Golden Bears were honored this week by Canada West as the Conference Men's Hockey All-Stars and All-Rookies were unveiled. Once again, WHL graduates formed the foundation for the Canada West selections, as 16 of the 18 total players selected are products of the Major Junior League. First team All-Stars included goaltender Taryn Cozen of the University of Saskatchewan, former Seattle Thunderbird and Kamloops Blazer, University of Saskatchewan defenseman Jesse Forsberg, formerly with Moose Jaw and Prince George, defenseman Jason Fram of the University of Alberta, Spokane Chiefs alumni, Luke Philp, University of Alberta, with the Red Deer Rebels and the Kootenay Ice, Riley Sheen from the University of Calgary, former Red Deer Rebel, Lethbridge Hurricane, and Carson Stadnick from the University of Saskatchewan, former Everett Silvertip. On the Canada West second All-Star team, goaltender Zach Sachenko of the University of Alberta, formerly the Moose Jaw Warriors, defenseman Dylan Bessenius at U of C, former Saskatoon Blade, defenseman Jared Smith from UBC, former Seattle Thunderbird. Up front, forward Cole Baumel, University of Saskatchewan. He played his WHL hockey with the Everett Silvertips. Forward Riley Kaiser of the University of Alberta, formerly with the Edmonton Oil Kings and Vancouver Giants. And forward Cole Sanford, University of Alberta, a former Medicine Hat Tiger. The all-rookie team had defenseman Gordy Ballhorn of the U of S Huskies. He's a former Kelowna Rocket. James Shear on the blue line, University of Calgary. He played his WHL hockey in Brandon. As well, Colton Croker, former Kootenay Ice. He's at Mount Royal. And Grayson Polinchuk, University of Alberta, a former Red Deer Rebel.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
2019 NHL draft prospect and Lethbridge Hurricanes forward Logan Barlagi is a rising star in the classroom. He's attending Chinook High School. Barlagi is earning top marks in English, math, work experience, special projects, and native studies. He's featured in the WHL's Central Division Academic Spotlight. Dustin Forbes has more from Lethbridge.
Logan Barlagi, you're of course in your NHL draft season, but you're also in a high school. What's the challenge between trying to balance education and hockey?
I think it's really important just to have that education. I think if hockey somehow doesn't work out some way, it's just something you can always go back to with the credits and stuff like that. And I think it's really important for me just like getting the routine every day of getting up, going to school, doing work, going to practice, have a good practice, and then I think it's a big part of the WHL and the experience, and it's important to me, so I enjoy going to school.
Is it difficult balancing your studies with homework and focusing on hockey as well?
It's something you just got to do. Sometimes it's a bit of a grind with the road trips and stuff, but I think the teachers here are pretty lenient on us and giving us good opportunity to do well in the classes, and I think it's just a matter of taking some time to do some studying at night if you have to, but it's not too bad. It's easy to manage.
How do you think managing your education side of things and hockey makes you a better hockey player?
I think I'm just managing my time more, and I think it's just like it's kind of thing where I'm waking up, making sure I'm doing stuff, and I'm making my breakfast. Like, it's just kind of part of my day, part of my routine, and I think it's good for me.
I imagine it helps with the discipline aspect of things too, because with your education and homework and studies, you have to be disciplined, much like the same with hockey.
Yeah, for sure. I think lots of stuff transfers over from school into the dressing room and stuff like that, just like even learning things in different kind of classes about how to address yourself around people and stuff like that. But I think it takes a lot of responsibility to be able to manage both, because if you lack, it's definitely hard to keep up in class. So
I guess the last thought from you, and I know you pretty well and know that you take your studies seriously. Last year you were named the Scholastic Player of the Year for the Lethbridge Hurricanes. What kind of honor did that mean for you?
Yeah, it's obviously an honor getting recognized for what I do at school, but I think it's just something where I try to do the best at everything I do, and I think that you just got to do school, and it's just a nice award to get with the hard work that comes with it.
Logan, appreciate your time. Thanks for this.
Thank you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The Brandon Wheat Kings are right back in the playoff mix. 19-year-old former first overall WHL pick Stelio Mathaios is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. And voice of the Wheat Kings, Brandon Crow, has more.
With the WHL On the Run Player of the Week, Stelio Mathaios. Stelio, 9 points last week in wins over Edmonton, back-to-back wins over PA. I'm sure if I asked you, you would have 0 points if you ended up with those victories. You'd take that because it was a great week for your hockey club as well. But for you, you've really turned it on. What's been the key here the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, for sure. It was a big week for our team, getting the 3 wins. And, you know, I'm just trying to help contribute and, you know, help us get into the playoffs here. And, you know, I think... my line's found chemistry lately, and we just hope to keep it going.
As an older guy, you've been down this road before when playoffs start to loom on the horizon. Is that kind of where you found this next gear? You know what this playoff means to this hockey club, and you and your linemates have really been great since probably the last 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, we're, you know what, we like I said, we found chemistry. We're just trying to be consistent every night, work just as hard in all three zones, and we're kind of getting the results right now, but we're not really focused on that. We're just focused on, playing well.
You look at those 2 games over Prince Albert, and arguably the coaching staff said that Friday against PA was arguably one of your best games of the year, if not at least the second half. Do you take extra pride in playing against those teams that are higher than you in the standings and trying to stick it to them?
Yeah, I think for sure. You know, they whooped us pretty good a couple times. So, you know, when that's happened, you definitely want to kind of get your revenge a little bit and, you know, get a win. And we won the first night, and you know, there was no talk about getting the split. We wanted two, and we got them both, so you know, credit to our team.
You know, for you, in this current situation where you're at right now, drafted by Carolina, no contract yet, how much of that is still on your mind, or is that kind of on the back burner for now as you worry about this push for the playoffs?
Definitely on the back burner. You know, just let my agents handle that, and you know what, just all I'm really focused on is, you know, getting wins and getting into the playoffs here with my team.
You know, lastly, you have, since the championship year, you've only played one home playoff game here in Brandon because of not having home ice advantage, having to go to Dauphin 2 years in a row. How much would it mean to be able to get into the playoffs and then try and bring some home playoff hockey back here to Brandon?
Yeah, it'd mean a lot for sure. It's obviously really special playing in this building anytime, but especially playoffs, it kind of finds a different gear. And to get that opportunity this year again would be fantastic.
Stelios, thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Stelios Mathaios, the WHL On the Run Player of the Week.
And that's the show. Big thanks to the guys for helping out this week. Cam Moon in Red Deer, Dustin Forbes in Lethbridge, Brandon Crow in Brandon. Thanks, guys. I'm John Key.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.